The 2026 Humboldt Crabs season got off to an exciting start this week as they faced off against the Humboldt Eagles 19U American Legion team in a thriller played in front of a packed house at the Arcata Ballpark. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have much more on the Crabs opening week in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest American Legion baseball news, how two local standouts fared at the track and field high school state championships, news of where several local high school seniors will be taking their talents after graduation, why it was a good week for Cal Poly Humboldt Sports, and who won this year's District Junior League and Senior League Tournament of Champions. But first up, it was a good opening week for the Humboldt Crabs. The local collegiate summer baseball team got the season off to a flying start with a weekend sweep of the Novato Knicks before winning a thriller against the Humboldt Eagles American Legion 19U team on a walk-off on Wednesday night. With several local pitchers playing a key role, the Crabs kicked off the summer campaign with three wins over the Knicks last weekend. The Crabs took Game 1 13-0 on Friday night before winning 12-1 on Saturday night and 14-6 on Sunday afternoon. Three local pitchers featured on the mound in Friday's win, combining to carry a no-hitter into the eighth inning. Former St. Bernard standout Aiden Dorsch took the mound for the opener and was outstanding through six innings, with Arcata's Ben Lukens and McKinleyville's Jackson Kelly also pitching in relief. Fortuna's Cody Collins got the start in Saturday's game and also impressed. Damian Casas also had a big week for the Crabs, hitting the team's first home run of the summer on Sunday and following that with a walk-off base hit to secure a thrilling 6-5 come-from-behind win over the Eagles. Playing in front of a packed house, the best two baseball teams in the county served up a highly entertaining showdown on Wednesday. In a game that saw the lead switch hands multiple times, a young Eagles team that features mostly high school players from around the county gave the more experienced Crabs players, many of whom play at the Division I collegiate level, all they could handle. The Eagles led 5-4 going into the bottom of the ninth inning, but the Crabs would rally to score two runs to keep their unbeaten start to the season intact. The Crabs will be back in action at the Arcata Ballpark on Friday night when they open a three-game weekend series against the South Bay Storm. The two clubs will also play on Saturday night at 6:30 before concluding their weekend series on Sunday afternoon with first pitch set for 12:30 p.m. The Eagles will have a two-week break between games before hosting the Southern Humboldt 76ers at Bilotti Field in Eureka on June 16th. In other American Legion action this week, the Northern Humboldt Giants opened their summer season against the Humboldt Eagles in a 17U matchup at Arcata High on Tuesday evening, with the Giants prevailing 3-2. Arcata's Tanner Keyes led the way for the Giants, finishing 2-for-2 with a home run and three stolen bases. Switching gears in local high school track and field, it was a memorable week for a pair of HDNL athletes. Seniors Skylar Collenberg of Arcata and Sebastian Espinoza of Del Norte represented the league at the CIF State Championships in Clovis, with Collenberg closing out a record-breaking spring by placing sixth in the shot put. Collenberg, who holds school records in both the shot put and discus, as well as the HDNL record in the shot put, also placed 13th in the discus at the state meet, while Espinoza finished 19th in the shot put. It was also a week to remember for Cal Poly Humboldt Sports. The university's women's rowing team traveled to Lake Lanier Olympic Park in Georgia over the weekend and earned a national runner-up finish at the NCAA Division II Championships. The good news for the Jacks continued on Thursday when they found out they had placed fourth out of 12 conference teams in the race for this year's CCAA Commissioner's Cup, which goes to the most successful athletic department in conference for the school year. With strong showings from multiple of their sports teams, the fourth place finish ties the highest placing in Jack's department history, matching the program's previous best finish from the 2014-15 academic year. The fourth place finish is also just the third top five finish in department history. This year's Commissioner's Cup was won by Cal Poly Pomona. In other local sports news this week, several seniors from around the HDNL announced where they will be taking their talents after graduation. Last Friday, five Eureka seniors signed their letters of intent to continue their playing careers at the collegiate level, including three who will be competing for College of the Redwoods. The group of athletes moving on includes baseball standout Ty Crawford, who will play for Santa Rosa JC, as well as basketball standout Owen Hiscox, who is taking his talents to El Camino College in Torrance. Bryson Mismash, Sergio Calderon, and Madalus Martinez will also stay close to home and compete for CEOR. Mismash will play football for the local community college, while Calderon will play soccer and Martinez will compete in track and field. Four St. Bernard's seniors have also committed to CEOR, including three who will play football. Edge defenders Colton Hall and Jasiri Bailey, who combined for 35 and a half sacks as seniors, have committed to head coach Jason White's team, along with playmaker Karan Devlin, who was a standout receiver, cornerback and kick returner for the Crusaders. Hall will also compete in track and field for the local community college. Another St. Bernard's senior, Carson Costa, also recently announced that he will play basketball for the CR men's team. Arcata senior Nora Brumbaugh also signed her letter of intent this week and will continue her volleyball career at Sierra College after graduation this month. In local youth baseball, meanwhile, a busy month of postseason tournaments got underway this week. The District Junior League and Senior League Tournaments of Champions took place at various locations around the county, with both championship games played at the Arcata Ballpark on Monday night. The Junior League final got the night started, with Southern Humboldt defeating Klamath Trinity before McKinleyville's New Wave Realty defeated the Eel River Batsmen 9-3 in the Senior League final. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.